Part 1. Chapter 1. Las Vegas, Nevada. 20 years earlier.
You can do this,
Dee Dee told herself as she drove her vintage, specially equipped Cadillac through the city. Neon lights sparkled and shone as daylight slipped away and Las Vegas became a beacon in the twilight desert. God, she loved this town, with its hot, dry air, bustle, and excitement, and most importantly, the glamour and glitz of the tall buildings that spired upward into a vast, star-spangled sky. The city itself was almost surreal in its stark contrast to the quiet, serene, eerie desert at night. Well, it wasn't quite night yet, and she had no time to think about anything but her mission, one she'd been planning for the better part of a year. A tiny frisson of excitement sizzled through her blood, and the back of her mouth was suddenly dry with anxiety.
You can pull this off, she said,
the words a familiar mantra intended to calm her jangled nerves, push back her fears. She stepped on the gas as she reached the outskirts of town. Her chest was tight, her fingers clammy over the steering wheel, a million doubts creeping through her mind. She would have preferred to have the top down on the big car, to let the warm Nevada breeze stream across her face and through her hair. But she didn't want to muss her makeup, nor her hair, and really, with the twins, it was best to keep the convertible's roof snapped into place and just leave the windows cracked enough to let in some air. In the back, strapped into their car seats, were her two infants. Her heart twisted at the thought of her precious little ones, a boy and a girl. 6 weeks old and sleeping, cooing softly as she drove, not knowing their fates.
Oh, babies,
she whispered, guilt already gnawing through her soul. What she was planning was unthinkable, but she was desperate, and everything would work out for the best. No one would get hurt, she hoped. Despite herself, she crossed the fingers of her right hand as she gripped the wheel. Was she making a mistake? Probably, but then it certainly wasn't her first, or 50th for that matter. Swallowing hard, she fought a spate of hot tears.